All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And I can't believe it. We're doing this 2 days in a row.
Yes, that's right.
You hear the giggling there. That is from our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. They're going to start talking about us here, Marie-Claire. You know, 2 days in a row. I hope your husband is okay with this.
Yes, he is. All right. It's all good.
All right. Well, very good. Because, again, we're talking with Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She's my favorite name to say ever in the world. Toronto, Ontario, Canada is where she's located at. OlivesToLychees.com is her website. That's olives with an S, then T-O, then lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S, OlivesToLychees.com, or give her a call at 416-759-5407. And, of course, Marie-Claire, we just need you to do a little bit of information, as they say.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yes, tell us what you do and what you offer.
Yes, I am a holistic health practitioner and a transformational nurture and thrive coach. It's a title that I came up with to describe perfectly what I do. And for the last 20 years, I have been running a holistic health practice called Mind, Your Body, and Spirit in Toronto. I guide success-focused, spiritually-minded womenpreneurs and their husbands who are struggling with energy-sucking stress, inexplicable body pains, money issues, and wanting so much more out of life to self-nurture, take charge of their health and their finances, and refire to focus with confidence on what they're meant to be and do so they experience greater wellness, financial ease and security, and live their life purpose.
All right.
With my proven step-by-step transformational process, I guide them to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy, from growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission, and making much more money. Also, through proper self-care, nurturance, and nourishment of the body, mind, and spirit, I empower women to open their world and create the life they desire. I am passionate about helping them feel and perform better so they can live richer and, as my father says, longer by balancing the triad consisting of health, which is the wellness of mind, body, and spirit, wealth, which is your money picture, your mindset, your self-worth, your limiting beliefs that hold you back, and your life purpose, which is your mission, how you're making an impact in the world with your gifts and your talents.
Right.
Each aspect of this triad is connected to and affected by the other two aspects. During a session, I assist the client to uncover, clear, and heal hidden blocks and hurt from past events that are causing stress and emotional and physical suffering. Then I guide her, the client, and the husband, in healing forward by creating a new reality for the future and exploring ways for a better, healthier, and transformed version of herself.
Right. And that's what you're trying to help everyone that you come in contact with. But like you said, you like to focus on the womenpreneurs, a word that you came up with. Now, what are you going to be talking about today here, Marie-Claire?
Well, today, Rick, as part of my Nurture and Thrive approach, focusing on whole body nourishment, and to celebrate summer that is officially arriving tomorrow, I will talk about the pleasure and the benefit of drinking flavored waters.
I love flavored waters.
Me too. You know, the kinds that are made with fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs, and that nourish, cleanse, and refresh the body. So if you struggle to drink an adequate amount of water every day, you will find that the simple ideas I will share with you are great ways to stay hydrated in hot weather. And they are delicious, they are thirst quenching, and they help remove toxins from the body. So if you make pictures of these simple, refreshing waters full of vitamins, you will be pleasantly surprised at how good they taste.
Right.
You will be more inclined to hydrate yourself, and as a result, you will feel lighter in your body and clear-headed. You'll notice that your skin will feel softer and your complexion is clear. And because of their detoxing benefits, you might even shed a few pounds.
Ooh, that's a good thing.
That's great for the bikini season. You will find that it tastes very pleasant and fresh, and it is a healthier beverage choice than the fizzy drink, iced coffee, or other cold sugary drink options on the market.
Right.
If you are not in the habit of drinking water as your main beverage, once you taste these water infusions, you will feel that you have no more excuses not to drink water.
Yeah. You know what? And it is kind of fitting that tomorrow kicks off summer, and you're talking about this. I had some of these flavored waters over the weekend, and I must say they do, you know, especially when you're like, oh, what am I going to drink? When you're struggling, like, I don't want just regular water. Put a little taste in there. Makes it nice. Now we all know that water is essential, right? We need to drink the water. But
that's right.
Marie-Claire, why is this so important, especially now?
Well, it's a very good question, Rick. And as you probably know, the body is made up of over 65% water. It's part of all our tissues, our cells, and the muscles in our bodies, including 80% of the blood and 75% of the brain. So a lack of water or mild dehydration can really disturb the body's normal function of various organs and cause health issues like constipation, kidney stones, mm-hmm. fatigue, dizziness, headaches, lack of focus at work, for instance, irritability, dry skin, and inability to tolerate heat. So it's important to know that the sensation of thirst declines over our lifetime. So seniors are at an increased risk of dehydration. So if there are seniors in your household, mm-hmm. or you are over the age of 65, make sure that they drink and you drink more water. And it helps with the flexibility in the mind and in the body.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing to keep in mind for those that are older, the seniors like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What about the quality of the water there, Marie-Claire?
The quality should be the main daily beverage for... Sorry, a good quality water should be the main daily beverage for proper hydration of the whole body and the brain. So in a nutshell, water is essential to carry nutrients to nourish the cells of our body. It's essential to carry the waste to the elimination sites like the kidneys and the intestines. It plays a role in maintaining the body temperature, especially cooling the body after physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why we need to drink water after exercising. It helps maintain the blood volume and the cell balance. It is a solvent for the vitamins, minerals, sugars, and many other small molecules involved in metabolic activities. It's essential to improve metabolism,
mm-hmm.
and increase energy levels. It's great for smooth and more fluid joints. So if you have sore joints, look at how much water you're drinking. Perhaps you need to increase it. And it's great to improve quality of sleep and optimal overall wellness.
Now, when you're drinking, you know, water. I shouldn't even ask that question. I mean, yeah, of course you should be drinking water, but how much should we drink every day? And I mean, I hear a lot of people say, well, it should be 8 glasses, but is it 8 8-ounce glasses, or how much is really enough?
Right. Because the human body loses about 2 and 3 quarts of water daily through perspiration, breathing, and urination, it makes sense that we need to constantly replenish our fluid reserves to maintain the body's function. And water is the best choice to replenish our fluids.
Right.
So if you have a sedentary lifestyle, drinking 6 to 8 glasses of water is the minimum. And the glasses could be whatever you measure for yourself. And that, I find that this is pretty personal. Your water intake needs will be higher if you do sports, mm-hmm. or if you work in a hot environment, or you have a fever or diarrhea.
No.
Also, I read that the water requirements are higher for men than for women. I personally feel better when I drink 10 to 12 glasses and sometimes more.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's a personal thing. I feel that's not very good if I have less than that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And again, with summer now being upon us, you're going to feel that need to drink that much more water. I know during the winter it's usually tougher. I find it myself, Marie-Claire, that, you know, it's like, well, it's cold and you don't feel like you're sweating or anything like that. But
right.
You know, that's important because you are still losing, you know, 2 to 3 liters of water a day. You
that's
know, through
correct.
Through your just everyday walking around, doing things, what have you, just living your life. Hey, we gotta take a quick break here, Marie-Claire. Let me open up the phone lines if anybody's got a question. 631-724-1405 is our phone number. If you have any questions for our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois, she is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. OlivesToTheCheese.com is her website. You can go there, contact her through there, check out some recipes, have access to her books. You can purchase her books through there as well. 416-759-5407 is her phone number. Be back with more with her after these words right here on All Business Media. Yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with my favorite person to say her name. I can't help it. 2 days in a row now. 2 days in a row. I can't get enough of Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is our guest. She is the owner.
The feeling is mutual, Rick.
Oh, thank you. I know my name isn't as cool as yours, though, Marie-Claire.
Delgado sounds great.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I went with my Spanish name, I could say Ricardo Delgado.
Yeah.
I could say it like that, but that's not me. You know, I'm not Antonio Banderas, as I say.
I think it's still exotic.
Or if I was Ronaldo, I could say that, but it's not. It's just Rick. again, Marie-Claire is our guest. She's out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Owner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. Find her on her website, olivestoleecheese.com or 416-759-5407. We do have a caller on the line right now. We're talking about water. Caller, what's your name? What's your question, please, for Marie-Claire?
Hi, my name is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi. And I know that drinking water is very, very important to the body, but it does get very boring because it doesn't taste like anything. Could I drink like seltzer or flavored water? Would that still be the same thing?
Did you say soda?
Seltzer, she said.
Seltzer, yes.
Well, check the ingredients. Is it something you made or is it store-bought?
I'm sorry?
Is it something that you make or is it store-bought?
It's store-bought.
Okay, well, check the ingredients. Sometimes the ingredients are not what you want. You want pure water with vegetables and fruit for the proper nourishment of the body.
Right.
Occasionally, these drinks are fine, but if this is your main beverage for the day, I would choose fresh water with you flavor it yourself with vegetables and fruits and herbs, like as I will explain in a few minutes.
Oh, okay, all right. So I can do like homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Homemade stuff is much better. You know the quality of the ingredients. You know the ingredients. This is the better route.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, you know,
you're welcome. Have a great day.
And you know what, Terry? Just keep in mind if you are shopping for a seltzer, because I'm a big seltzer drinker myself here, Marie-Claire. Because
yes.
I like the bubbles, you know. But there are certain ones that really just. All they do is they have the bubbles. There are some that have, you know, they add sodium to. Look out for that.
Yes,
avoid those
right.
ones with sodium. But other than that, if you look at you actually see everything comes up zero. No sugar, no sodium. Those are the ones you want to look for. So in
that's
terms
right.
of seltzer.
Yes,
All right.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You got it. And thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And see, look, Marie-Claire, I pay attention. I know what I'm saying.
Yes, you do. Well, these drinks are fun drinks.
Right.
They're great for, you know, entertaining when yourself and when you're socializing. And it's once in a while. But this should not be the main daily drink.
Right.
There's too much in it that the body doesn't need.
Right. Now, let me ask you about being thirsty, because I know that's a big thing, especially I lead a pretty active life, and people say, well, you know, if you start to feel thirsty already, that means you should have been drinking before that, because you don't ever want to have that feeling, right? But that's a good
right.
But that is a good indication that we need to drink water.
It means that you've been dehydrated.
Right.
So it's a sign that you need to start drinking again, water. I'm not talking about alcohol.
Right.
a better test is the color of your urine.
Okay.
If your urine is clear and well diluted, you're fine. You're well hydrated. On the other hand, if you produce only a small amount of urine and it is concentrated and dark in color, you need to drink more water throughout the day, and not all at once. Just like a plant that has been dehydrated, if you start watering it, water will go right through it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you periodically water it, it will start the dirt will start absorbing the water. And look at your body the same way. You need to drink throughout the day. So it will go to the cells, it will go to the organs and the muscles as it's supposed to.
Right.
And the best time to drink these flavored waters is on waking up in the morning to gently energize the body after a night of fasting and between meals. Often many people will have the first beverage in the morning is coffee. Well, coffee is dehydrating.
Oh, is it?
It is. It is. You can still have your coffee, but
right.
Have water before.
Okay. Good
and
to know.
A quick note. Sorry, Rick?
I said that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yes, it's dehydrating. A quick note on the commercially flavored waters available in stores. This is going back to the question
right.
of Tara. Many of them contain sugar and artificial flavoring. So your homemade version will be so much healthier if you follow what I'm going to say next.
Okay.
So to make plain water more interesting to drink, or when you want to infuse a natural flavor without any calories, you can add fresh, colorful fruits and vegetables in a clear glass pitcher or a big jar. You fill that with fresh, cold water, and you allow the flavors to infuse in the refrigerator from half an hour to overnight. You can serve that over ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And allow your mood, the lovely colors of the fruits and the vegetables, and your taste preferences to guide the creation of your own infusions full of antioxidants. And for maximum freshness and appealing appearance, drink the flavored waters within 24 hours.
Okay.
After that, the produce will start deteriorating, and it won't look as appealing, and it may taste funny.
Right. yeah, you don't want that to happen. Hey,
now
what do we need to make these flavored waters? Because I know you're talking about, you know, different fruits and vegetables and stuff, and you got to, you know, again, looking for maximum freshness, drink it within 24 hours. But what do we need to actually make these things?
Yes. The material that I suggest is very simple and readily available. You'll need a 4-cup glass pitcher or with a lid, or a large mason jar with a lid,
mm-hmm.
a sharp knife, a cutting board, a little scrub brush to scrub the fruits and the vegetables, a straw to be able to drink through the fruits. But if you're pouring from the pitcher into a glass, you won't need it unless you really want to. So here are some suggestions to get you started.
Okay.
First, use the best water you can find. If your tap water doesn't taste very good, filter it or use spring water. Second, because they will not be peeled, choose organic fruits and vegetables whenever you can. Otherwise, you may be drinking in, water infused with pesticides.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
For the best taste, choose produce that is ripe and in season. 3, create combination of the following fruits rich in antioxidants because of their bright colors. Something like berries, cherries, nectarine, peach, apricot, lychees, grapes, pineapple slices, watermelon cubes, cantaloupe slices, strawberries, apple, papaya, or mango. 4, cut a few slices of citrus fruits like orange and lemon that are rich in flavors and vitamin C. And to prevent bitterness, remove the slices shortly after the infusion. Or this is what I do. If I want to keep the segment in the water, I peel and I remove the white pith and the membrane.
Okay.
Because this is what's going to make it bitter if you leave it on.
Mm-hmm.
5, frozen fruits are a good option when the fresh ones are not ripe. 6, you can use vegetables like tomatoes and cucumber to give it a different flavor, not so much of a fruity, sweet one. 7, scrub the produce under cold water. And 8, before putting them in the water to infuse, cut the larger fruits and the vegetables into thin slices. And with the berries, crush them gently. That will also color the water, which makes it very appealing.
All right. Well, and again, this is perfect for, you know, the nice weather that is now upon us because it is summer starting tomorrow. Hey, what else can we do to add more flavor? Are there other things aside from the fruits and vegetables that you can add?
Yes, you can experiment with spices, whole rather than ground, like cinnamon sticks, cloves, fennel seeds, cardamom pods, star anise, and vanilla beans. Just remember that they will need to be crushed in a mortar or with the bottom of a heavy pot to release their flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You can use also freshly peeled ginger slices that will add a little bit of heat to the water. And spices and the ginger are great also to stimulate the digestion.
Okay.
You can also use aromatic herbs like fresh mint, lemon balm, lemon verbena, rosemary, thyme, and lavender to taste. They all taste great in the water. You can find some of these in the grocery store and some of these also in a garden store. And the best vegetables to include in the flavored waters are the ones that have a pleasant taste and aroma, like fennel and celery.
Okay.
And a gentle sweetness like carrot and parsnip. Some vegetables are not suitable for flavored water and should not be used, like potatoes, broccoli, and cabbage.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. That's not even appealing on its own, let alone put it in my water, my glass. Jeez.
That's right. So play with other vegetables, not those ones.
No.
And allow some time for the fruits and vegetables to develop their flavors in the water. It can be from half an hour to overnight. And because the ingredients are cold, in cold water, and are refrigerated, the infusion process takes longer than if they were in hot water.
Okay.
So the infusion is kept in the dark in a refrigerator to slow down the breakdown of the vitamins. And to make your flavored water even more appealing and refreshing, you can flavor the ice cubes by freezing small fruit pieces like blueberries, raspberries, and mint leaves in an ice cube tray and cover it with water and freeze until frozen.
Well, that's not a bad idea. That's pretty cool. So those are some more options. What about some other, you know, kind of flavored options to kind of play with? I'm sure it sounds like you've probably experimented with a bunch of these.
they're fun. It's fun to play with what's in the fridge and what you can find at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you can use cucumber slices with fresh mint leaves and add a slice of lime. It's lovely. It would give a light green color to the water.
Okay.
You can use also orange slices and peeled ginger slices, or orange slices, strawberries, and mint. That is my favorite. You can use leaves of fresh mint, lemon verbena or lemon balm. You can use slices of strawberries, whole berries, slices of peaches or watermelon cube, mm-hmm. and mint. You can use, this one is interesting, pineapple slices and pieces of fresh coconut. And you can add some of the coconut water as well. You can use watermelon pieces, lime slices, crushed raspberries and fresh mint. You can also use grapefruit slices cut in half moon mm-hmm. with blueberries and a rosemary sprig. It may sound weird, but all these combinations go very well. You can use lychees, strawberries, and mint. You can do apple slices and a cinnamon stick. Mm-hmm. You can use grapes cut in half, ginger slices, and lime slices. And finally, you can do tomato slices, celery sticks with the leaves, and a pinch of hot pepper flakes.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? We're just about out of time here at Marie Claire, so thank you for all those great tips in terms of helping us, kind of spice up our water. Without using spices, of course.
Yes.
Giving it different tastes, and especially, with the warmer weather now upon us. Again, remind everybody about the books that they can get right from your website.
Yes, on my website, there's a link. If you're interested in ordering my two books, Olives to Lychees, Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine, Volume 1 offers you a unique formula to guide you on the path to clean foods and mm-hmm. healthy eating habits. With recipes from the Mediterranean and Asian regions. And the Volume 2 gives you a map to nourish and nurture the whole body, mind, and spirit with strategies to manage stress and build health to feel better.
All right. Well, there you have it. Our guest, her name, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner. As you can tell, she knows her stuff at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Reach out to her by phone at 416-759-5407 or go to the website, like she mentioned, olivestolychees.com. Lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. That's olivestolychees.com. Take advantage of those books. You can order right from there. And, of course, as always, Marie-Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much, Rick. Yeah. I wish everyone a very warm summer.
Yes. And
enjoy the waters.
Yes, and happy summer to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.